Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
British asparagus is grown across the UK and harvested every year between April and late June. Production of the vegetable has increased significantly in the last 20 years. It's true, us Brits love asparagus. Every year, between 5,000 and 6,000 tonnes are produced. But right here in Yorkshire, we like to think we have the best. Class 1 Direct supply fresh produce to a variety of restaurants, cafes and pubs across the area, are based in Skipton, but I took a visit to a farm in Helperby, not far from Thirsk, to find out more about where they're getting their gorgeous asparagus from.
Good morning, my name's Tom. We started growing asparagus on our farm in Helperby about 12 years ago. My father planted the first acre and we now grow approximately 10 acres of asparagus.
Asparagus is very, very popular. We're in the height of asparagus season right now. Tell me how asparagus grows. What happens, you know, from planting seeds? I have absolutely no idea.
Well, we're buying crowns, actually. So the people we buy the crowns from plant the seeds and then they grow them for a year.
What's a crown?
A crown is basically the rhizomes, the roots, basically. Okay. So it comes with a clump of roots about a foot long.
Like a bulb?
Yeah, but with longer roots, so it's about a foot long. So we plant those in the ground by hand. So we did. We planted 30,000 crowns in the ground this time, all by hand. And they're now pushing up through the ground and growing. So they'll be about maybe 5 or 6 inches high now.
And when were they planted?
They were planted end of April.
Okay, about 20, that's quick then,
22nd of April. Yeah, well, it went in. The soil's warm and it went in. They're good crowns and they're growing very quickly, yeah.
And so then they're grown about a kilometre away from here. I'm going to go and have a look very shortly, take a few pictures. What happens between when it's ready, it's grown, to getting it out to the people that are going to eat it?
Once the asparagus is, 6 inches, 8 inches long, that's when we go and start harvesting. And we'll harvest every morning. So we start about 7 o'clock every morning. Pick any spears that are long enough to pick, so about 8 inches. They're chopped in the field into a basket.
Done by hand?
By hand, all by hand, yeah. Everything's done by hand, so it's all picked by hand into wicker baskets, into the van, and straight back to the pack house where it's chopped and packed and cleaned, ready to go out within sort of 3 hours of being picked.
I could tell it's a big operation because in front of us, right next to where your dog Betsy is currently sitting, there are a lot of wicker baskets.
Yeah, yeah.
How many people are involved in the picking and packing team?
Today, I think we've probably got 12 on. On a busy day, we'll have 15.
Mm. Shall we go on into the packing house? Shall we try and get find your mum, Sally?
Yes, I think she's looking forward to the interview.
So we have come into the asparagus picking and packing hole down here in Helperby. I have found Tom's mum. Your name is Sally. Hello, Sally.
Hello. This is the grading and packing area. So all the asparagus has been cut. Because it was raining today, the asparagus got slightly dirty, so we had to wash it, which is an extra process on a wet day. And then it's all trimmed, graded, and comes up to my packing team at one end of the tables, where we bundle into 400-gram bundles.
And they're graded not by length, but by, what do you call it, girth, width?
Each tray is graded from thinner to fatter spears, so that when we're bundling, we can grab a handful and they're all at a similar girth.
What do people prefer, thinner or fatter, or does it depend?
It varies. Some people say, I only want the thin ones, and then there's, I like those chunky ones, so it varies.
And you have, this farm has been going for, Tom said, 12 years.
The asparagus, yes, for 12 years, yes.
What started it 12 years ago, and what is it about asparagus that you and your family love?
We didn't know we loved it, actually, but when we started it, it was just an idea planted by the people from whom we buy our strawberry runners. Richard said to Mr. Walpole, what do you think else we could do besides strawberries? He said, why don't you try asparagus? So we had at that point, no great desire to grow asparagus. We thought, well, the seed was sown, and we started with an acre, and we're now growing 10. It was just somebody else sort of saying, try this. There was a gap in our year. We were between lambing and the strawberries. And so we thought, we'll try it. And it was successful.
Well, it looks absolutely delicious. I'm a big fan of asparagus, and this looks gorgeous. So, Sally, thank you very much on behalf of all the asparagus lovers. Also joining me at the farm in Helperby, I have both Joe and Claire from Class 1. Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
Now, we've just seen the asparagus be cleaned, picked, packed and prepared, ready for liftoff. What is so special about this asparagus?
Yorkshire asparagus is only a 2-month season. We're halfway through it now. And that's what Class 1's about, is getting local suppliers supplying us with asparagus that's grown on our doorstep, more or less. We're getting it straight from Tom, so we're dealing with farmers and producers directly, not going to the market. We're dealing, missing out the middleman, dealing directly with the farmer and delivering it to the chefs ASAP.
So what will happen to it now, Claire? Once it's been prepared by Tom and his family, what's next?
So it's packaged here at the farm. We'll put our order through. Our driver will come and collect the asparagus. It'll go into our warehouse late this morning, and then it's out fresh to the customer for tomorrow morning delivery.
So one day, pretty much, from when it arrives here to getting on plates?
Yeah, you can't get any quicker than that at all. Fresh to the chef.
If there are people who maybe own restaurants, cafes, they're in the food industry, and they want a piece of this action, it's not just asparagus you do a huge variety of different products and produce. How can they get in touch and what can they do?
Yeah, they can get in touch. They can give us a call on 01756 700 244. You can email us at sales@class1direct.com. We have a website, class1direct.com.
And all social media.
And all social media.
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. Claire and Joe, thank you very much. Beautiful farm in Helperby. I'm going to go and cook myself some asparagus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.